Walmart you can. What are you seeing from them? It looks like they are setting the tone with their energy, and what is the key as they keep talking about somehow getting better?
The whole thing with that group, man, it's a bunch of competitive guys that have chips on their shoulder. So even from my first year here coaching those guys, I never had to worry about motivation from McKeeb, Chris, TJ Ward, Darian Stewart. But those guys obviously push the envelope when they're out there. They want to make sure that they're making the offense better, and the offensive guys do a good job of making them guys better.
Coach, last week Justin Simmons told us about the baby no-fly zone. What do you expect from those guys, the younger guys in the secondary, not only in mini camp but going into training camp?
They're a critical part of our defense. Last year, between Justin and Will, they played some substantial time for us. And everybody knows from the first year to the second year, you expect a big jump. I think those guys did a great job last year in the role we had them play. We expect them to step in and be able to contribute and do even more for us.
Only a couple of your veteran DBs have said they've noticed kind of just an extra intensity that they brought on themselves compared to last year. They thought maybe there was a lapse. Have you noticed that from them? How much of that is this coaching staff and the new coaching staff imposing that? How much of that is them?
Well, the big thing, you always trying to send a message to the group. And my big message to the whole group this year was that we have to reset. I feel like after the first year we won the Super Bowl, everybody was flying high. Guys came back and they worked hard, but it wasn't the same thing. Okay, then we came back for 2016, didn't have the season that we wanted. So just like 2015, it was great we won the Super Bowl. 2016, it was down. But those 2 years have nothing to do with what we're trying to do in 2017. So we have a reset mentality, and we're worried about what we're doing this year to get better.
Is Vance Williams kind of setting that reset mentality and the fact that it is kind of a new coaching staff?
Say that one more time.
Is Vance kind of leading the reset mentality, and does it help maybe that there's some new faces and new leadership positions?
Yeah, I think because when you have change, you know, guys are wired in because they're used to doing the same thing all the time. It's not like we're really changing our system defensively. We have some new tweaks in terms of what we're doing to help enhance the defense. But Vance has definitely been a great help. When he talks to those guys, they really wire in. They know he's been through it as a position coach, as a coordinator, and now as a head coach. So he's been through those battles, and they trust him.
Even out here without pads, what kind of impact are you seeing from not only the addition of the big guys, but Wolf up front, but Wolf getting bigger and Chris getting 15 down there?
Yeah, all those guys definitely in the offseason. Then they went home, they got in the weight room, they got bigger, they got stronger, they got faster. So on all three levels of our defense, I feel like so far we've improved. We're not in pads right now, so, you know, once we come back in training camp, we get a chance to get in pads and we'll really see where we're at. But so far those guys have been doing an excellent job.
When you look back on it, what do you think was going on that so many teams had success on the first drive in the game against this defense, and then the defense started playing like they did?
Yeah, there's no secret to what we do. We just kind of line up and say, you know what we're going to do. We know what you're going to do. Let's see who wins. So there wasn't really a lot of variance or a lot of change in terms of the calls we ran. And, you know, we had a lot of success doing it that way. If we can beat a man one for one, you know, our 11 beats your 11, then we're going to win. We just struggled early on. So just moving forward, I'm going to make sure that I have a little bit of variety, a little bit of change up in terms of what we do, especially early in the game.
What kind of difference are you seeing in Adam Gonsis from now to this time last year?
Man, he's just – they say, you know, when you come off an ACL injury, it takes you a year to get back to yourself. Last year when he came in, he was coming off that ACL. I don't feel like he had the opportunity to train physically in the offseason to get prepared for his rookie season. When you look at him now, he looks like a new person. He's moving. I watch him through drills. Great athleticism for his size. I mean, he's built, like I said, like a superhero, man. He's doing great things right now for us.
Coach, you have a lot of very experienced defensive assistants on the staff. Mm-hmm. You found yourself going to them a lot, talking to them, looking for advice from Cole R. Herring.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. That's part of it. Just because I'm the defensive coordinator, you have to have, the patience to listen to all the different coaches on the different ideas that they have. They've all done it a long time. They've all done it at a high level. So we talk about different things we're doing schematically, different ways we can teach things. But at the end of the day, I just have to make sure that I say, okay, this is it, and this is how we're going to move forward. But those guys have been a great help. It's a tremendous coaching staff.
Coach, if you walk off the field, do you feel like we won today? Or that wasn't our day. Do you think like that competitively?
I'm a competitive person. Yeah. And, you know, right now our offense and defense, they're competing at a high level. So sometimes they make some plays on us. Sometimes we make some plays on them. There's been a lot of good going back and forth. But at the end of the day, we want collective results, right? We play together. We win together. It's offense, defense, we fence. So you have some good days. You have some bad days. But I always want to win.
As a coach, did you win today?
Huh?
Did you win today?
I'd say it's 50-50. They got us a few times.
Yeah. What do you want to see from Kasim Edebali and Bontarius Dora with Shaq Barrett out for?
Just want to see him progress. Fred Puggins does a great job with our outside linebackers. I just want to see them learn our defensive schemes, execute the techniques, and just see what their playmaking ability is when they get out there between the white lines. And they've done a great job. We keep track of all the statistics, whether good play, bad play, and they've done a nice job so far this offseason.
As a coach, how do you balance it when things get a little scrappy out there? Today we didn't see it, but yesterday we saw a couple.
That's the competitive nature of football. I mean, we have a lot of alpha males on defense, a lot of alpha males on offense, and when you get them out there competing, sometimes it's going to get a little bit chippy. I don't think we cross the line, and again, at the end of the day, man, we're a team. We're going to do it together.
How much do you love it when you see, like, Talib lobbying for the ref for a call or a no call in the end zone like he was on the PI there?
I'm probably right behind him, so I'm cool. That's him. That's competitive nature. He never wants to give up a play. I love the guy.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.